is number 232. That was the word of Jesus before confession. I heard these words in my soul. My daughter, tell the confessor everything and reveal your soul to him as you do before me. Do not fear anything. It is to keep you in peace that I place this priest between your soul and myself. The words he will speak to you are my words. Reveal to him your soul's greatest secrets. I will give him light to know your soul. When I approached the confessional, I felt so much at ease in my soul about speaking of everything that, later on, I myself was astounded. His answers brought a great peace into my soul. His words were, are, and always will be pillars of fire which enlightened and will go on enlightening my soul in the pursuit of the greatest sanctity. The directions I received from Father Andres I have noted on another page in this notebook. When I finished this confession, my spirit was immersed in God, and I prayed for 3 hours, but it seemed to me like only a few minutes. Since then, I have placed no obstacles in the way of grace working in my soul. Jesus knew why I had been afraid to commune intimately with him and was not at all offended. For the moment, the priest assured me that what I had experienced was not an illusion, but the grace of God. I have tried to be faithful to God in everything. So she was disturbed because many people say that's an illusion. That's what you is not right, not sound. So she doubts. So only this priest confirmed to her that you're more at peace, and she feels sorry to Jesus because she doubts. Not because she doubts, because the other people doubt, make her doubt. You see, the influence, very important. If you're not sure or anything, don't tell people about what you think. Maybe Jesus could give them some light and you say, no. You put off the light. I can see now that there are few such priests who understand the full depth of God's work in the soul. Since then, my wings have been so set free for flight and I yearn to soar into the very fire of the sun. My light will not come to an end until I rest in him forever. When we fly to every very height, all the vapors, mists, and clouds are beneath our feet, and our whole kind of being is necessarily subject to the Spirit. O Jesus, I long for the salvation of immortal souls. It is in sacrifice that my heart will find free expression, a sacrifice which no one will suspect. I will burn and be consumed unseen in the holy flames of the love of God. The presence of God will help me have my sacrifice to be perfect and pure. Oh, how misleading are appearances and how unjust the judgments. Oh, how often virtue suffers only because it remains silent. To be sincere with those who are incessantly stinging us demands much self-denial. One bleeds, but there are no visible wounds. O Jesus, it is only on the last day that many of these things will be made known. What joy, none of our efforts will be lost. Holy Hour. During this hour of adoration, I saw the abyss of my misery. Whatever here is of good in me is yours, O Lord. But because I am so small and wretched, I have a right to count on your boundless mercy. So still, There's a grace, but also it's a profound humility to trust always. It can happen again, no? So today, so much light because of the confession, everything's in paradise, high in heaven. But maybe someday, God willing, you can go down into end of the temptation, and then, you know, got lost. This is our life. Evening, O Jesus, tomorrow morning I'm to make my perpetual vows. I had asked heaven and earth and had called upon all beings to thank God for this immense and inconceivable favor of his, when suddenly I heard these words: "My daughter, your heart is my heaven." So consecration to the Lord, not just something superficial. It's really your heart. So when you come to say hello to Jesus, not just coming to be away from Jesus, Jesus telling you the same: "My heart, your heart is my heaven." Do you believe that, sister? Jesus tell you, "Your heart is my heaven." Yes, you believe? Yes, because not easy, eh? We have doubts all the times, like Thomas, unless we see. Just a few moments of prayer, I have to run as they drive us out of everywhere. Because every place, the chapel, the refectory, the recreation room, and the kitchen is being made ready for tomorrow. And we are to go to bed. However, sleep is out of the question. Joy has driven sleep away. I thought, what is it going to be like in heaven? If already here in exile, God so fills my soul. So she's asking, if heaven is like this, what will be heaven? Prayer during the Mass on the day of the perpetual vows. Today, I place my heart on the pattern where your heart has been placed, O Jesus. And today I offered myself together with you to God, your Father and mine, as a sacrifice of love and praise. Father, mercy, look upon the sacrifice of my heart, but through the wound in the heart of Jesus. May 1st, 1933, first day. Union with Jesus on the day of perpetual vows. Jesus, from now on, your heart is mine, and mine is yours alone. The very thought of your name, Jesus, is the light of my heart. I truly would not be able to live without you, even for a moment, Jesus. Today, my soul has lost itself in you, my only treasure. My love knows no obstacle in giving proof of itself to its beloved. The word of Jesus during my perpetual vows. My spouse, our hearts are joined forever. Remember to whom you have vowed. Everything cannot be put into words. A petition while we were lying prostrate under the pole, I begged the Lord to grant me the grace of never consciously and deliberately offending him by even the smallest sin or imperfection. Jesus, I trust in you. I love you with all my heart. When times are most difficult, you are my mother. For love of you, O Jesus, I die completely to myself today and begin to live for the greater glory of your holy name. Love. It's for love of you, O most holy Trinity, that I offered myself to you as an oblation of praise, as a holocaust of total self-immolation. And through this self-immolation, I desire the exaltation of your name, O Lord. I cast myself as a little rosebud at your feet. O Lord, and may the fragrance of this flower be known to you alone. Three questions on the day of my perpetual vows. Jesus, I know that today you will refuse me nothing. First request. Jesus, my most beloved spouse, I beg you for the triumph of the church, particular in Russia and in Spain. For blessings of the Holy Father, Pius the 11th, and all the clergy, for the grace of conversion for impenitent sinners, and I ask you for a special blessing and for light, O Jesus, for the priests before whom I will make my confessions throughout my lifetime. Second request, I beg your blessings on our congregation, and may it be filled with great zeal. Bless, O Jesus, our Mother General and our Mother Directress, all the novices and all the superiors. Bless my dearest parents. Bestow your grace, O Jesus, on our words. Strengthen them so powerfully by your grace, so that those who leave our house will no longer offend you by any sin. Jesus, beg you for my homeland, protect it against the assaults of its enemies. Third request. Jesus, I plead with you for the souls that are most in need of prayer. I plead for the dying. Be merciful to them. I also beg you, Jesus, to free all souls from purgatory. These are compared to you, these particular persons, but confessors, persons commended to my prayers, persons recommended to my prayers. A certain person, for the address, for the Zaputa, and the priest I met in Vilnius, for the Sopuku, who is to be my confessor, a certain soul, a certain priest, a certain religious, to whom you know how much I owe Jesus, and all the people who have been recommended to my prayer. Jesus, on this day, you can do everything for those for whom I'm pleading. For myself, I ask not. Transform me completely into yourself. Maintain in me a holy zeal for your glory. Give me the grace and spiritual strength to do your holy will in all things. Thank you, O my dearest bridegroom, for the dignity you have of conferred on me, in particular for the royal coat of arms which you adorned me from this day on, and which even the angels not possess, namely the cross, the sword, and the crown of thorns. But above all, to my Jesus, I thank you for your heart. It's all I need, the heart of Jesus. Mother of God, most Holy Mary, my mother, you are my mother in special way. Now, because you loved, your beloved son is my bridegroom, and thus we are both your children. For your son's sake, you have to love me. O Mary, my dearest mother, guide my spiritual life in such a way that it will please your son. Holy and omnipotent God, at this moment of immense grace by which you are uniting me with yourself forever, I, made in nothingness, with the utmost gratitude, cast myself at your feet like a tiny, unknown flower, and each day the fragrance of that flower of love will ascend to your throne. So she considered herself the unknown flower. Many people doubt God might not seeing them, because so billions of people on earth, how can God can see you, small potato, if they say. But even Jesus, you are my paradise. And then she said, I'm just unknown flower, just there by fragrance only for you. In times of struggle and suffering, of darkness and storm, of yearning and sorrow, in times of difficult trials, in times when nobody will understand me, when I will even be condemned and scorned by everyone, I will remember the day of my perpetual vows, the day of God's incomprehensible grace.